My brother Joe is 15 years younger than I am. He and his wife Mary have three children. They have a son, Jack, the oldest, who is going to be a senior in college. Michael, who just graduated on Thursday from high school. And Maggie, who is in sixth grade, just finished at Good Shepherd in Golden Valley. And it is this past week that I've been part of some of the events in their life, but I've also heard my brother talk about some of those events. Maggie at sixth grade was at Good Shepherd, where they only have six grades. And so they had kind of a, quote, graduation of completion service. So my brother and sister-in-law take the day off from work, meet early for breakfast at the school, gather for this ceremony of completion at 9:30, and spend the rest of the day kind of being with Maggie and her friends. Thursday evening, their son, Michael, graduates from high school. And because they couldn't save seats, they needed to realize that when the gates open at 5 o'clock to the stadium, they wanted a seat, they had to be there for the graduation, which was at 7. Jack, of course, is now home from college, and he's working. And he is coming home hungry, thirsty, dirty, and needs to do his stuff. And of course, during this whole time of all of this, they're getting ready because Saturday of this coming week will be the open house for Michael. Now, some of you can identify maybe with everything I'm saying, but in particular the part of, you know, clean the garage out, you know, put the posters up, go buy the food, get the food ready for the open house. All of that seen and heard. But then there's the other part. The other part that in a way may not be seen. It's Maggie's excitement and joy, not only in her completion, but in the fact that she's going to be able to go to a middle school that she wasn't sure she'd be able to be at. And she'll be with her friends, and she'll have support and encouragement, and she'll have what she needs to make that transition. And to watch and see the joy and excitement in her face. To look at Michael and see the pride that he has in his graduation. And the pride that his parents have in him, not only in graduating, but he graduated with honors. And that senior in college, Jack, who came home hungry and dirty and probably has clothes laying all over the bedroom, is able to take care of himself. He's able to get his own food, make his lunch, take care of cleaning up, helping his mom and dad as they prepare for the graduation open house. I thought of all of that because of this line, the very beginning of the gospel. Jesus came home with his disciples, but his coming home was very different than what it is that I just said about what was seen in the life of my brother and sister-in-law's family. It was chaos. He came home and he was unaccepted. He was told that he's out of his mind. He told that nobody really saw or believed in what he had done. They denied him. They said he was possessed by Beelzebub, which to me means that they felt he was self-centered. And then he said that he's about blasphemy. And to me that means that they thought they were filled with cynicism and criticism and hopelessness in their life. And they did not see, they did not believe, and they did not recognize all that he had done for other people in his life and what he was trying to show. They did not see what was maybe in their eyes unseen, but was very real. I believe that as I look at my brother's family, we look at ours, we look at our relationships, we realize that what Jesus is telling us, build your relationships in your life, in your house, and your workplaces, and even as you go back to school, build them on the things that are not self-centered, are not built on criticism and cynicism and hopelessness, but build them on what it is that the Lord has told us and shown us to be. To be people of acceptance and understanding, of gentleness and forgiveness, of kindness, to build it on the willingness to hear the voice of each other, to be willing to accept the mistakes and failures of another, so that like Adam and Eve, we don't have to hide and be afraid of acknowledging those mistakes and can grow from them. And what Jesus, I believe, is teaching us in the gospel today, don't be caught up in the self-centeredness, in the cynicism, and the criticism of the world around you. Be about what Jesus testifies to the spirit of love, the spirit of God, and that is the architect of our life and how we are to be. They said he was out of his mind. He was out of his mind because he believed that love triumphs over hatred, that life triumphs over death, and that light scatters darkness. He had these crazy ideas that we build community, that we build forgiveness, that we build gentleness, that we build kindness in the lives of our world. And they couldn't see that as anything but a crazy idea. As you and I reflect on our own lives, relationships, and homes, simple question, what do we build them on? What is it that we bring to those relationships in those homes of how it is that God and Jesus has just taught us? Let that be our prayer as we go into the week.